Hello and welcome to UCA News Weekly Summary, your guide for news and information about and of interest to the Church in Asia. I'm John Lawrenson. Just ahead of International Women's Day last Wednesday, a coalition of rights groups advocating for workers from various countries in Hong Kong has called on the authorities to end abuses and discrimination against female migrant domestic workers. In a statement, Asian Migrants Coordinating Body called on migrant workers from different countries to unite to continue to change the system that causes violence to migrant domestic workers. The coalition consists of 12 labour groups representing workers from Asian countries and territories including Hong Kong, the Philippines, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Thailand and Nepal. Hong Kong has about 340,000 domestic migrant workers, mostly Filipino and Indonesian women. As per Hong Kong law, they must live in the house of their employer and cannot benefit from the city's welfare policies. The coalition alleged that women migrants are looked on as products, packaged and ready to be sold in the market to the lowest bidder. It called on the government to review and amend existing policies to end the slavery of female migrant workers. People in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh say the arrest of a lay Catholic school principal accused of sexually assaulting young girls is part of a conspiracy to deny education to tribal people. Police rearrested Nam Singh Yadav and detained him in judicial custody earlier this week, 3 days after he and three others were accused of violating the rights of children at Jabalpur Diocesan Education Society Higher Secondary School in a tribal-dominated area. He was first detained by police on March the 4th after officials from the State Commission for Protection of Child Rights inspected the school and its hostel. Yadav was released a day after students and their parents protested his arrest and demanded his release. Local leaders, including Christians, claim the child rights officials target Christian schools and orphanages as part of a plot by right-wing Hindu groups to tarnish Christian institutions out of fear that educated tribal people might reject the caste-based Hindu religion, which discriminates against them. Leaders in Pakistan have issued a series of statements, including video messages, to explain the church's position on homosexuals and human dignity. This came after a Pakistani Protestant leader made inappropriate remarks on Pope Francis's criticism of laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust. During an interview with the Associated Press, the Pope said, "Being homosexual is not a crime," and added that God loves all his children just as they are. He further called on Catholic bishops who support the laws to welcome gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer people into the church. Pastor Jamil Nasir, the Canada-based national head of the Church of Pentecost, alleged in a video that the Pope was promoting homosexuality. Meanwhile, television news anchors in the conservative Islamic nation interpreted the Pope's words as acceptance of homosexuality and claimed independent scientific research would prove that homosexuality can be cured. Homosexuals, as well as transgender people, face abuse and attacks in Pakistan, and the country's law makes carnal intercourse against the order of nature a punishable offence. Chittagong Archdiocese in southeastern Bangladesh rushed to help victims following an explosion at an oxygen manufacturing plant that killed 7 and injured some 30 people. 2 tribal Garo Catholic workers were among the dead in the blast last Saturday. Chittagong is the largest port city and commercial hub and houses thousands of internal migrants from different parts of the country, hundreds of them Catholics. Local authorities launched a probe to ascertain the cause of the blast. According to Salesian sister Zita Rima, director of the Archdiocesan Migrant Desk, church helped the victims with medical supervision, food and money, and also in handing over bodies to families and negotiating with the government and factory owners for compensation. Deadly factory blasts are not new in Bangladesh, often blamed on poor safety standards and hazardous working conditions. In June last year, a container carrying hydrogen peroxide exploded after a fire engulfed a container depot in Chittagong, leaving at least 50 people dead and hundreds injured. The military junta in Burma stepped up attacks in several villages in the conflict-torn Sagaing region, killing one child and forcing thousands of villagers to flee their homes on Monday. Local sources said the military raids and violence prompted at least 8,000 people, including Catholics, to abandon their homes and take shelter in forests. An 8-year-old Catholic child was killed after being hit by military shelling. Since seizing power in a coup in February 2021, the military junta has repeatedly targeted Sagaing region, including three historic Catholic villages, Chan Ta, Chaung Yo, and Mon Hla. Armed rebel groups are fighting against military rule, plunging the country into a civil war. In January, the military burned down a 129-year-old Catholic church in Chan Ta village. The ongoing conflict killed at least 2,947 civilians, including 244 children, and displaced more than 1.3 million people. President José Ramos Horta of Catholic-majority Timor-Leste called on international donors to fund church groups and civil society organizations to ensure better implementation of social development programs. During a national-level meeting for children's rights in the capital, Dili, last week, the president said the government has sufficient funds but lacks the necessary resources to execute social development schemes. He added that development programs in the country require alternative strategies and urged that benefactors should invest only in rural development to improve the lives of the people. Participants in the meeting included children, government, NGO and church officials, and dignitaries such as foreign diplomats. Despite being rich in mineral resources, including gas, about 42% of Timor-Leste's 1.3 million people live below the poverty line. According to UNICEF, only 20% of school-aged children go to school, and about 37% of rural youth aged 15 to 24 are illiterate. About 14,000 Christians in southern Vietnam attended a historic religious event organized by the US-based Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in Ho Chi Minh City last weekend. Reverend Franklin Graham, president and CEO of the association, was the main speaker during the Spring Love Festival, attendees including government officials from the city and neighboring provinces. Graham visited the country at the invitation of local churches and before the event reportedly met with Deputy Prime Minister Lee Min Kai and other officials to discuss the diversity of religions and support for religious freedom in the country. Graham held his first public event in Hanoi in 2017 to mark the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. The association said the Spring Love Festival is historic because this is the first time the government has given permission for an evangelistic outreach with a foreign speaker outside of a holiday. Experts and anti-drug campaigners in South Korea have called on church officials to introduce special pastoral care for the recovery of addicts and strengthen self-help groups amid a rise in offences related to drug abuse and alcoholism. The nation had 18,395 drug offenders in 2022, a 13.9% increase from the previous year. The highest number of offenders, or 34.2%, were teenagers and people in their 20s. Experts say the rising addiction is a result of disconnection between people and the pursuit of immediate rewards. Surveys by church-sponsored groups found increasing isolation of people and a demand for quick pleasure due to social changes. Catholic dioceses and parishes have been running self-help groups in various areas for addicts and alcoholics. The activities stopped during the COVID-19 pandemic but resumed on a limited scale. Experts say that since some people are reluctant to hold self-help meetings, the church needs to reach out to the addicts first. Authorities in Henan province of central China have asked followers of all religions to register online for permission to attend all prayer services in religious worship places. A circular was issued recently to implement an order that requires prior reservation and approval from the provincial religious department for anyone willing to attend services in churches, mosques, or Buddhist temples. Adherents of religions must make online reservations and appointments through an application called Smart Religion. Applicants must fill in personal information, including name, phone number, ID number, permanent residence, occupation, and date of birth, before they can make a reservation. The app does not allow religious keywords such as temple, mosque, Christianity, and Catholicism. Henan is the third most populous province in China. About 7 million of the province's more than 98 million people are Christians. Critics say the move is part of the communist regime's strict control and monitoring of religions. Catholics in Christian-majority East Nusa Tenggara province in Indonesia rushed aid to victims of floods and landslides that left three dead and displaced more than 5,000 people last month. In the past week, Attambua Diocese and Catholic youth in Belu Regency reached out to the victims still isolated in their affected villages or living with their relatives in the area close to the border with Timor-Leste. Local authorities said heavy rain and a tornado at the end of February killed three people and displaced more than 5,236. At least 625 houses and crops on at least 1,281 hectares of land were damaged, while access to nine roads was disrupted. The diocese paired up with Catholic charity Caritas to distribute aid to victims through a relief centre at St. Gregory Newellyn Parish, which covers most affected locations. Some 136 sacks of basic essentials, including rice, instant noodles, biscuits, eggs and soap, were distributed to the local community. Catholic parishes have been collecting funds as well as food and drinks to assist affected villagers. That's all we have time for today. Visit ucanews.com for everything you need to know about church in Asia. Follow us on our YouTube channel for enriching video stories. Your help is what we need to continue getting more stories where mainstream media fails to report. Please do so at ucanews.com/donate. Today's producer was Binu Alex. Until next week, goodbye.